Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Daled, Chapter 13, the fourth Mishnah. This Mishnah teaches the minimum thread size of various weaving activities needed to be chayav a korban chatas. The Mishnah begins as follows: Shir Hamalabin, the minimum measure of liability of one who whitens, or v'haminapet, or a person who combs, or a tzovei, a person who dyes, v'atovei, a person who spins. What is the amount? The amount is kimlo rochav hasit kapul, is double the width of a seat. So it's important to know what exactly is this measurement. What is this measurement of a full double width of a seat in order to render a person chayv in these cases? So it is explained that it is really the distance between the tip of an outspread thumb and the index finger. The Rambam actually writes that the full double width of a seat is the length of four tvachim. Mishnah concludes, Va'oreg shnei chutim, a person who weaves two threads, shi'uro kimelo hasid, a person who weaves these two threads, bringing these two weft threads into the warp, the measurement, in order to incur liability, is a full seat. Even though he didn't weave them the entire width of the material, but really only the width as a distance between the index finger and the middle finger, which is two hand breadths according to the Rambam, such a person would be chayav on Shabbos. Next Mishnah, hey. This Mishnah deals with the notion of capturing animals, specifically a bird or a deer on Shabbos. What would be deemed capturing, what would be deemed a trapping, in order to make a person chayav to bring a korban chatas. Mishnah begins. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hatzad tzipor lemigdal, person who traps a bird by driving it, by directing it into a closet, a large closet, utzfila bayis, or deer into a house, person is chayav. What's important to note here in terms of Rabbi Yehuda and really a principle of tzedah, principle of trapping, the Yehuda specifically says that a bird must be trapped in a migdal, in a closet, and a deer into a house. What about a bird into a house? That really would not be considered trapping, because a bird is not really considered trapped in a house. It would fly around in various rooms, perhaps leave via window. So therefore, a bird would not be deemed trapped in a house. And obviously, a tzvi would not be able to fit into a migdal, into a closet. Mishnah continues, Chachamim Omrim, Tzipor l'migdal. A person would be chayav for driving a bird into a middle, into a closet. There they agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Tzvi labayis, and a tzvi into a house, a deer into a house. V'lachatzer v'lavivari, into a courtyard or into an enclosed area, you know, surrounded by a fence. Here the Chachamim are pointing out that if a person traps a deer into a courtyard, an enclosed area, not specifically a house, a person could also be considered chayav. A chatzer is a little bit more of an opened area, but nonetheless, a person would still be considered chayav for trapping. They trap this deer into this courtyard or an enclosed area. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel there. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, "Lo kol habivarin shavim." Not all enclosed areas are alike. What then is the rule? Zahaklal lechuser tzida. If it requires further trapping, a person is patur. A person would be exempt. V'she'enu mechusar tzeda, does not require further trapping, a person is chayav. A person would be liable. Commentators, the Bartunur, pretty much establishes that Rishim Gamliel is not arguing, but rather they're explaining chachamim. And here really is the principle of tzeda, of trapping. If after a person does the trapping, it still requires additional trapping in order to ensure one captures the animal, that first trapping is not deemed to be real tzeda, meaning if an area is still quite large, and the deer, for intents and purposes, is pretty much free, it's a very large area that the person is, quote-unquote, trapped the animal in, the person is not trapped, because you have to go and capture the animal. Kind of like a bird in a house. So therefore, what's important that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel wants to establish is this principle of an area being somewhat enables a person to come and to capture the animal, it makes it easy to catch. Only in such a case would a person be chayav. Still, the person requires a little bit of effort in order to trap the animal. In order to ensure that the deer is under control, such a person would not be chayav on Shabbos to bring korban chatas, b'shogeg, or misa if done b'mezid.